Hey, welcome back. This is Scott McLeod. This is the Flagstick.com podcast. There are a lot of people doing some great things in this world, especially in golf. And one of the best things that you can do in golf is to support the game and support the growth of the game. One of the people that is doing this is Tiffany Chason. Tiffany is the head of a new nonprofit called Fairways Fund that is helping support junior golf programs throughout the world. We sat down with her recently at the CP Women's Open in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, to get a sense of what the program is all about, how she goes about funding it, and who it is impacting.
Fairways Fund is a sponsored fund to pay for membership and lesson packages for underprivileged junior golfers all over the world.
And how did it come about? How long has it been around?
In April 2016, I was golfing on the north coast of Ireland at Ballyliffin Golf Club, and I was playing with the president. And we were chatting about sort of junior golf, and he said that while they get a lot of kids through their summer program / glorified babysitting, some can't continue purely because they can't afford it. And I decided that was unacceptable and decided to change it. So I started Fairways Fund. Within a week, I had a co-founder and a board of directors. In 2 weeks, I was implementing a constitution. In 3 weeks, I was getting the non-profit registered in Australia. And in 4 weeks, I was back on Prince Edward Island in Canada, where I live, and I had my first two juniors.
And you were doing this because you're a diehard golfer and you'd played golf your whole life and it was a big passion for you?
Yes and no. I started playing golf in July 2014, actually. I kind of split with my husband, traded him a set of clubs, and then started a website and a YouTube channel sort of documenting my golf adventures. And so yeah, I've been playing not quite 2 years by the time I had the idea to start the non-profit, but I am very passionate about it. I can't explain why, but I love golf and I want golf to be inclusive, and I want any child to that wants to play to pick up a club and be able to play regardless of their parents' financial limitations.
So far, you've been dealing with kids kind of all over the world. Why don't you tell us what countries and how many kids are involved so far?
So far, we have 20 juniors in 4 countries, in Canada, India, Nepal, and Bolivia. It's been quite an organic process because those countries seem quite far removed and a little bizarre. However, like I live in Canada during the summers, and India came about. I watched a YouTube video called The Tiger Woods of Bengal, which someone on Twitter had sent to me, and I had arranged to do a 3-day golf clinic up in the hills of Chausa in the Darjeeling area. But when I arrived in Calcutta, there had been a death at one of the plantations up there, and there'd been riots and the local authorities said we couldn't come. So I ended up in Calcutta, which turned out to be a blessing in disguise. I met with Indrajit Balotia, who is the pro at the Royal Calcutta Golf Club and the Tollygunge Club, and he has been running a junior program for over 10 years. Started it with 5 members' children and has over 500 kids with caddies' children and slum children involved as well, and he gives them free lessons and free access to the range. And we just did a little bit, or you know, all I could afford because it's kind of coming out of my pocket. We paid for green fees for 5 slum children for 12 months. Nepal, Gordon Moyer from St Andrews had emailed me a article in Golf Digest about Pratima Sherpa and her journey to become the first Nepali LPGA Tour player. And so I reached out to the author of that article, and we now pay her golf coach for a couple of lessons because he's been donating his time for 7 years for free. And Bolivia also came about through Gordon Moyer at St Andrews. He had told me to connect with Kerry Watkins, who's the super at the Glencoe Country Club in Calgary. And when I went there to tee it up with him last year for the CP Canadian Women's Open, I met and chatted with a lady, Yvonne, in the pro shop, and telling her what I do, she said, oh, I've got a friend in Bolivia who's teaching kids golf with his clubs in a football field. Can I put you in touch? And I went, sure. And within 3 days, I had made arrangements to go there for 2 months.
So as a non-profit, obviously you have to generate some funds to be able to pay for these activities. How is Fairways Fund going about doing that?
We've got sort of 3 different avenues at the moment. We have an online sponsorship of sort of $5, $10, $20 a month, similar to sort of the World Vision kind of thing. And we have probably a couple hundred bucks coming in every month that way, which is great because that just keeps our Nepali pro paid. We also have golf fundraisers where, like last year, our first fundraiser was a summer solstice golf challenge, and I played 83 holes of golf from sunrise to sunset and raised just over $1,000. And then this year I played 111 holes of golf, and there was also fundraisers in other countries. So there was some others across Canada, there was in Ireland and Scotland as well, so that raised a little bit of income for us. And in June we launched a thing on our website called Awesome Foursomes, and we get golf courses all around the world to donate a tee time. So they give us 4 green fees and we auction that off starting at 50% of the cost, or there's a buy it now option at 75%. And to date, as of this week actually, we just got a 20 golf courses from Golf North that have donated 4 green fees with carts, so that takes us up to over 50 courses in 5 countries now that have donated. So we just want to keep growing on that, and I'm adamant if I got every golf course in the world to donate 1 tee time, I wouldn't have to fundraise for decades.
So if a golf course or someone else wants to get involved, sponsor, or in any other way support it as far as their golf course, how do they go about doing that?
They contact us, and then what we do is they let us know the limitations, if there are any, whether it be just, you know, they can only access the course on a Tuesday, for instance. We can then put that on our website, and then we will do the marketing and tweeting and social media advertising of that, and then there will also be a direct link from their website, from our website to theirs, so customers can have a look at their course and see what's involved, and yeah.
So why don't you give us the website address and some of your social media and for ways for people to reach out and find out more about Fairways Fund.
Okay, our Twitter handle is at Fairways Fund. Email address can be play@fairways.golf or tiffany@fairways.golf. Contact me directly, why not? And we also have a Fairways Fund on Facebook as well. We've got a Facebook page there, and our website is fairways.golf.
Perfect, thank you.